Aside from Japan Open, I have two questions. One is a mythos, big topic and also a big theme. I understand that you have a strategic relationship with Anthropic, but you're not a founding partner of a Goldswing. From that perspective,
Founding
partner of the project, for example, CrowdStrike, compared to CrowdStrike, I see maybe a competitive gap, maybe you're behind them. Is that true? Or because you have strategic partnership, there is no gap? And what about middle-sized players? Well, do you have an advantage over some other players because you have a relationship with Anthropic? Can you please talk about the competitive environment?
Maybe I will take the question. On Mythos, of course, I don't know what they were doing in the founding member part, but after we joined and worked with Anthropic, we've been working with them on our GDI organization, talking about finding the vulnerability and how to handle all this software vulnerability process. I think that is a very important part, like I say. Mythos, when they were developing this model and very powerful in analyzing all the code, and one of the functionality in Mythos is finding the vulnerability or the bugs in the code, which is what Glasswing's founding member was focusing on. I do think that is a technical gap for Trend Micro to catch up, because what customers really care about is that security gap, that by finding the vulnerability and mitigate the vulnerability, that is the part that customers really need, and Trend Micro is leading on providing that type of virtual patch and working with Anthropic to starting from finding vulnerability and then writing a virtual patch. That is the most important part for our business and our customers. So that's what my answer about Mythos. I don't think that is a technical gap that inhabit our Trend Micro's cybersecurity solution to be ahead. So that's the first answer. And the second question, I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry.
That was my first question. I haven't asked my second question yet.
Okay.
So if it's, I would like to start the second question, if that's okay.
Okay.
ありがとうございます。
Thank you.
今回、業績面割と好調な印象が。My
impression is that the company performance was pretty good. But if you look at Japan, the domestic business, cybersecurity is very exciting right now. But enterprise business growth in Japan, according to JGAAP, is actually minus 9%. According to my understanding, is this the impact of the segment change? Do you have to be concerned about your lack of competitiveness in this environment? Omikawa-san, can you please respond to this question?
May I?
Oh, yeah, please.
Yeah, yes. Yes, there is a big gap between, because Japanese is the biggest, Japan is our biggest market for cloud edge, which we move the cloud edge from enterprise business onto the Trend Life, the consumer business, small business. So I think there is a gap between that because of that move, and it only impacts Japan because cloud edge is only selling in Japan.
ありがとうございます。こちらのセグメント変更
について。Thank you. So excluding that segment change, enterprise business in Japan is actually growing positively. Is that the correct understanding?
浜田さん、これって調整されてる。
浜田さん、these numbers adjusted, correct?
昨年についてもクラウドエッジは、
yes.
訴求的に修正してます。
クラウドエッジ was retrospectively adjusted, so this is an apple to apple comparison.
大きな要因です、ね。もう一つは、
another big factor is that this is an internal view, but the larger deals and we expecting them to materialize in the first quarter, but it didn't or they didn't, so we're expecting that to happen in the second quarter. That's another factor. I understand clearly. Thank you very much. This is a retrospective adjustment. I understand. That's all from me. Thank you.
ご質問ありがとうございました。次の方のミュートを解除させていただきます。
Thank you for your question. Let's move on to the next question.
はい、ジェフリーズの佐藤です。聞こえますか？
佐藤 speaking. Can you hear me?
私、大きく一つ質問があるんですけど、
I have one question.
ちょっといろいろな資料とか、リージョンのデータがあって、
There are various data by region. I'm not so clear what was the good news and bad news. So new trend AI, ARR, the, and when you look at the ARR of the new business, excuse me, your sound is not very clear. I cannot hear you very clearly.Can you hear me?
はい、もう一度お願いいたします。
So could you say, repeat your question? So how to read some of those information by region, if you can comment on each region. So for example, US, is it recovering or better than expected? And European number seems strong, but in the previous earnings call, it was not so good. I think it was still weak. So is it improving in Europe? And also, I think Middle East is also included.But the number seems quite strong. So by region, if you can explain the macroeconomic condition and your business environment, if you can give me the update, that would be very much appreciated.
Okay, I can start and others can jump in. Overall, the backdrop is that what I was trying to explain in my video recording is that we've made a fairly dramatic change in our business going forward in 2026. And that is moving away from this focus on pre-GAAP gross sales to an ARR model. Historically, we have done a lot of multi-year transactions. And in fact, in some of the regions, it was up substantially, the number of multi-year transactions. And now we're much, much more focused in on, you know, go-to-market teams are fixated on growing ARR, so growing that annual recurring revenue stream. If we go across the globe, I'll just...start at the top, you already mentioned it, in our Asia Pacific, Middle East and Africa business, AMEA, it was up double digits and it has been historically up double digits. So we continue to drive really, really healthy ARR growth in the Middle East and, Southeast Asia, excluding Japan.In Europe, we were a little bit higher growth than previous quarters, so Europe continued to perform well. In Japan, you already saw the numbers that we were talking about relative to Japan, so even doing the apples-to-apples comparison in the enterprise business, we did actually do...good growth and getting the growth in the area that we want, which is for Japan to start really much more aggressively getting our Vision One platform adopted. So that was up. And then in the Americas, that did decline. And specifically, we did see a small decline in the U.S., if you're asking about the U.S. However, we're still declaring it quite a victory. We did grow ever so slightly quarter over quarter in the U.S., so that was nice to see that, you know, from Q4 to Q1, and that's the first time that we've been able to actually stabilize the ARR within the U.S. We were really, really focused in on customer retention. We're really focused in on growing the Vision One base. If you go back and look at that one chart, the Vision One ARR within the U.S., it's the highest of all top 10 countries. So it's substantial and it's growing at 35% plus. So we are really doing a nice job of growing in the right area in the U.S. And that's what we're focused in on and will continue to be focused in on.
Thank you. That's all. ありがとうございました。次の方のミュートを解除いたします。
SMBC 日興証券菊池です。
SMBC 日興セキュリティーズ、my name is Kikuchi. And I have a similar question to the ones that have been asked. Two questions. First of all, America's ARR, Enterprise Trend AI ARR.Year over year, when do you think it will turn positive? When will we start to see the positive growth? That's my first question.
Kevin?
So from an America standpoint, I think we've done a really good job in Q1 of getting things stabilized. It's probably another quarter in order to continue the stabilization effort, but by the second half, we are going to see growth. For sure, in the Americas and the U.S. in particular.
ありがとうございます。
Thank you.
それの要因、あのファクターは、
And,
どういったものがあります
か? What are the factors behind that?
Second half の
In the second half, you said that Americas will improve. So, what factors will drive that in each segment and in each specific business?
So, there's a couple different things that we invested in at the start of this year in the in Trend AI overall, but in particular in the U.S. The one is our strategy.Is to be very vertically focused. So we have the team structured to go to market in a very vertically oriented way now. That aligns well with the channel partners that we do most of our business with. So that was an important step, and we've made that step in January. The second thing that we've done is we've invested substantially in the channel.That had been an area that we had been historically under investing in, and we've identified the strategic channel partners that we feel are going to have the biggest impact on our business in the U.S. And we've made those start, we've increased our headcount and discretionary spend for those channel partners. We've started to do that in Q1. So the reason why I say the second half is because we need time for those investments to start to work. That said, I do want to highlight the Vision One growth that we're getting in the U.S. is substantial. And as that continues to build, we know that the Vision One platform offers a better and easier way for us to expand and add more value and solve more customer pain points. We also know that the retention rate is higher. So that's why we're really fixated on growing Vision One even more in the U.S. And that will eventually start to give us positive results. We may see it in Q2, but I feel like the second half is when we will start to see total U.S. ARR growth kick in.
I think one of the important factors in Kevin's presentation, it shows that the total ARR in all the countries, actually U.S. is number one. Vision One ARR is number one, and that is the base. As we can see, once they get on to Vision One, then the expansion rate, retention rate is much better. So based on that capability, the first one you can see, then we believe, that's why we believe this year, U.S. will turn positive in ARR growth because of the base of Vision One ARR is expanding.
ありがとうございます。2点目なんです
が、My second question.
ケビンさんから2028年のターゲットはまだ目指しているという説明をいただきました。
25%
から 27%。
Aiming for OP margin target of 25% to 27%。
そうすると来2027年は今の、
so in 2027,
状況からすれば、
based on the current level of investment, I know that you've been investing quite a lot right now. So in 2027, margin will be higher than 2026. Is that the correct understanding?
28年の、ターゲットを達成するためにですね。
In order to achieve the target in 2028, the margin will have to go up in 27. Is that the correct understanding?
Yes, your understanding is correct. It's our plan to invest more in the first half of this year in particular. So, we will see some softening in the overall operating margin this year, and that's our 19% guidance. Of course, we will provide 2027 guidance at the end of the year, at the end of this year. But yes, it is our intention to gradually increase the operating margin over time.
以上です。ありがとうございます。
That's all for me. Thank you.